done, and Debbie, thanks for being here with us today.
Thanks for having
Good.
Us.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, we're catching up with HCI Care Services. Here's some of the events that they have going on. And Debbie, I want to start with you and talk a little bit about the Bucket Bash, an annual fundraiser you guys have that occurred recently. Tell us how that went.
It went really well. We had it last Friday night, June 7th. It was our third annual Bucket Bash for Knoxville. It was hosted by Lily and Jason Mosdom, and we had over 100 people attend. The weather was perfect, and we were raising funds for our Quality of Life program, which is our program that supports our patients' final wishes. We grant reuniting of families, also includes some basic needs things, food, things that people just need. So the event raised $7,000, which is a record year for us. Each year we see an increase. Also part of the evening entails education on hospice care and what HCI Care Services does here in the community. So we appreciate the support.
So it's just another really good way too, as we'll talk about here, getting the community involved in both the knowledge of hospice care and helping support what you do as a nonprofit here.
Absolutely. We encourage people to ask questions. We did some education, and it was overall well attended. So.
Don, coming up this Sunday is a pretty unique event. Tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Well, we do memorial services all the time for our families of patients that have passed away. But we decided that we wanted to do something for the whole community with a memorial service. And so the idea came up of a butterfly release and to involve the families. So from 4 till 5, we're going to have things for the children, and we're going to have refreshments. And then at 5 o'clock, we'll have a memorial service and then the release of the butterflies. And we're hosting this with Knoxville Hospital and doing it at the Butterfly Garden at the hospital.
Like you said, it's just a chance for families probably to reflect on their loved ones that they've lost and discuss with others and talk about it and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I just think it's good for people to get together, and we wanted to open it up to the whole community, and Knoxville Hospital was nice enough to go in with us and be able to use their butterfly garden. And it is a time, I mean, we use butterflies because a butterfly is kind of a symbol or a sign of hope, sign of freedom, and I think a lot of people have experiences with butterflies after they lose a loved one.
And I imagine it will be a moving moment as butterflies are released and you see them fly in the butterfly garden throughout all the vegetation, seeing all the different colors and that sort of thing. Should be a moving time.
Yeah, we're going to use monarch butterflies, so they're a little bit bigger wingspan. They're probably 5-inch wingspan on them, so they should be really pretty when they fly out of the box. They're certainly going to a good home there.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great place, the Butterfly Garden.
We are going to have refreshments. Food is going to be available. There's no cost to this. Also, there are going to be games for the kids. We ask people to bring lawn chairs. We're going to have a string quartet that'll be playing for an hour. So that'll be really nice. And then during the memorial service, we'll have music there too. So I think it'll be a wonderful, wonderful time. In case of rain, we're going to be inside in the lobby of the hospital, and then we'll release the butterflies under the canopy outside. So we do have a rain date type thing.
All right, so that's 4 o'clock activities start on Sunday at the Butterfly Garden with the memorial service at 5, right?
Right, exactly. And the memorial service should be probably a half an hour or so, so 4 to 5:30.
On a different note, next month, on July 6th, is Fill the Stands for HCI Care Services at the Knoxville Raceway. Once again, that fundraiser is going on. Debbie, explain again to us what that fundraiser is.
Sure. It's a partnership with the racetrack and Casey's General Stores. It's a Fill the Stands for Hospice. We're asking people to bring an ad in, which will be at all the Casey's stores and towns. You can bring the ad in on Saturday, July 6th. And for every full-price adult ticket purchase, the Knoxville Raceway will donate $5 back to HCI Care Services. So it's a way to support our community, support the nonprofit here in Knoxville, and have a fun evening at the track. So
this has been an event that's been pretty successful in the past.
Yep, this has been the fifth year. Typically, we'll raise anywhere to $3,000 to $5,000. It is, again, awareness, getting people to understand that hospice is about hope and making every last day count for those that are living with a terminal illness. So it's great cause. We appreciate all the sponsors and the support we get from the community. Oh, I also need to talk about the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame is also a partnership in the Fill the Stands. So.
All right. Well, guys, thanks a lot for being here with us today. Always good catching up with you at HCI Care Services.
Thanks, Aaron.
Thanks, Aaron.
Appreciate
Bye.
It.